rides, refreshments, and recreation with your hosts, Michaela and Rachel. Please stand clear of the doors.
Ow, my arm!
Welcome to a new edition of Theme Parks and Rec. I'm Rachel here with Michaela.
Hey, guys.
Another week. So happy. It's a good week.
I'm so happy it's officially fall.
I know.
But Florida, quote,
Florida
unquote,
fall.
Yeah, quote, unquote.
Florida fall. Hey, it's been lower humidity last weekend through early part of this week. So that's winning.
No, like less rain,
yes,
too.
Yes.
I mean, we do like the rain.
Yes.
But not overwhelming.
Not the downpours at, you know, rush hour. Those are always fun.
Yeah,
not really.
The summer went by really, really fast.
It did.
I think it did. And now it's already going to be October.
I know. People are talking about Halloween costumes. I even saw some Christmas stuff in the stores the other day. And I'm like, no, not yet. Stop. Just stop.
I know. They started putting Christmas stuff up in
July. For
in
like
July.
Christmas in July.
Oh, yeah, true. They did. You're right. I was going to say August, but yeah, you're right.
Oh, boy. Anyway. But yeah, all the parks are in their Halloween stuff, so why not?
I just wait till after, let's say, Halloween passes to buy all the discounted stuff.
Yeah, for next year.
Yes.
Smart. All right, so let's talk about recent news and updates. SeaWorld Orlando. Exciting. Halloween Spooktacular returning. During the Halloween event, you can explore their slightly spooky trick or treat trail, meet silly Halloween characters, and more in the family-friendly event every weekend until October 27th. So you can go check that out. And just like all the other celebrations at SeaWorld Orlando, that is included in park admission. So it's no additional admission.
Right.
You go for the day and you can enjoy their Halloween Spooktacular events. So,
and they have that new Sesame Street land that it's also going to be incorporated in it.
Yes. I love Sesame Street. Who's your favorite Sesame Street character? Please tell me you're old enough to know what Sesame Street is.
I know what Sesame Street
okay.
is. Well, Sesame Street's still on the
I know
air.
It's still on, but...
I don't know. I love Big Bird. I love Big Bird.
The Count is my favorite.
The Count.
I mean, Elmo's cute. The Grouch, you know. But I like the Count because he just counts everything.
And what is Big Bird's imaginary friend? But it's not. He's not imaginary anymore.
Oh, Snuffleupagus?
Yes. He used to be the... Used to be the imaginary friend, but not everyone sees him.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I love Abby Cadabby, too. She's a newer character from...
And Zoe, too.
Zoe, yep. Yeah. But the Cookie Monster... I mean, I love them all. It's
they
hard
all
to pick
great.
This one. So, so they're getting ready to include that. There's a Sesame Street Halloween Parade. So, go check that out.
It's going to be nice and fun at SeaWorld Orlando.
Yes. And then...
At Universal, again, it's the last couple days of the ticket offer that they're doing the get 2 days free after buying 2 days.
Right.
You could buy it by September 30th, but you have to use it by December 20th.
Right.
I still think it's a pretty good deal if you plan on going multiple times,
yeah.
all the four times
yeah.
from now
I mean,
until.
If you go twice, it'll pay for it.
It will,
you know,
obviously.
And then you get 2 extra days. To do whatever you want. So.
Guys, you could have Halloween in it. You could see all the floats. Well, the Halloween decorations, not the
right.
Halloween Horror Night. That's a separate ticket.
Separate ticket.
But you could see all the decorations.
Yep.
You could
And ride
see
Hagrid's new ride.
The new ride.
Yep.
And that also includes like the Grinchmas times.
Yes.
And the Macy's Parade.
Yes.
So you could go now, all the Halloween and fall stuff, and then go later when all the Christmas stuff comes out.
Absolutely. And then they have something new. As well.
They have that new theme park that they announced
a couple months ago
called Epic Universe. Well, the president and CEO of Universal, the theme parks, he said for the new park that guests will venture beyond their wildest dreams, traveling into beloved stories and through vibrant lands of adventures where the journey is as astonishing as the destination. So they didn't give anything about any of the rides or the lands.
They're being cryptic.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Well, it's going to be great because anything Universal does is amazing. So
I almost think it's going to be like an extension of Islands of Adventure. I love Islands of Adventure.
Islands of Adventure is super fun. And then the Cabana Bay pop-up shop. We talked about this last
yes,
week.
Yes, I talked about I was going to go
shop.
Check it out.
Did you?
It's hotel guests only.
Oh, it really is on lockdown.
Yes. So if you plan on, if you're going to Cabana Bay or if you're going to the other Universal resorts during now until when Halloween
is over,
like I think November 1st, then you could experience the pop-up shop.
So you don't just have to be a Cabana Bay?
You don't have to be a Cabana Bay.
You get any of the on-property Universal Orlando resorts.
Yes. All of those. But if you just have a ticket to the park, you can't get in there.
Wow, they got it on lockdown.
But they did when I went there. They said, oh, well, in the park, they have a pop-up shop. The one I talked about before for Halloween Horror Nights, they have it open throughout the day.
Oh, okay.
That it has a lot of the similar things that they have in Cabana Bay.
Okay.
Well, that's so I was like, okay, bye.
Okay, bye. I tried. Sorry. Bye. You're just doing research. That's
I
all.
I am. So I'll check that pop-up shop that's inside of the park this weekend.
Yes, because you're going to Halloween Horror Nights.
I'm so excited. I could bring back all the knowledge.
Yes, please do, because you won't get me there.
And,
I'm too scared.
I'm going with people who are scared. So I get to see their side of it.
Okay.
And I get to see, and you could hear my side of it.
Okay. A 360 view of Halloween Horror Nights.
Yes.
Awesome. I can't wait. That's on next week's show. That's what we call a tease in the business. all right. So let's talk about Walt Disney World. This was big news. I heard this everywhere earlier this week. Offering more plant-based food options for those of you who may be vegan or vegetarian, or maybe just one day you want to eat a plant-based option.
Yeah. If you think it sounds more appetizing than the others.
Yeah. So 400 food items that are free of meat, dairy, eggs, or honey starting October 1st at the park's quick service restaurants. The table service locations will add new options October 3rd. So
that's a big turnaround. I was surprised.
Yeah. I mean, that's a huge undertaking.
It is.
Changing a menu.
400.
That's a lot of items.
At first, when I would read the headlines of other news sources talking about it, it sounded like they were changing all their food to vegan options.
You're like, no. Just
and some people thought that.
They're adding some stuff. They're not taking away the turkey leg or anything and like giving you like a head of romaine lettuce. It's just they're adding plant-based food options for those who choose to eat those. So that's awesome. That'll be really cool. And healthier food options, you know?
Yes.
Good to have those.
Very excited for that because I'm sure usually when they make a new food options, they make a specialty map for it of like where you could get it throughout the park.
Nice.
So I'm excited to like pick one of those up.
Check that out. We'll have to go on a tasting trip.
We really do. Yeah. I would love to try these out. Because Disney really never disappoints with the food.
No. No, they're always on point. And a new character spot location has been announced. What do you got on this, Michaela?
So for the character spot that was in Epcot.
Right, because they're redoing everything.
They're redoing it. So people still want to meet, you know, some of the characters.
Heck yeah.
So you can meet Mickey, Goofy, and Minnie at Innovations West, which is in Future World. And if you don't know that lingo, it's the front of Epcot. So right after the ball.
Mm-hmm.
It would be on the left.
Left.
Yeah, I believe on the left.
Okay.
And it will be where Interventions is where if the pass holders like pick up their magnets and their specialty stuff for the pass holders. And they usually have the things in there of like, oh, this is like the Colortopia. And they have the stuff more inside.
Okay.
For to get away from the heat, usually that was made for. They transformed Innovations West
into that meet and greet spot. Okay, cool. So really a light week on news. I feel like every week our outline is like 2 pages long almost with all the news.
Yeah.
But
there's been so many changes behind the scenes that have been like going out there and people have been finding stuff out. So I feel like they're just on the...
They're taking a break.
Taking a little break.
Breather.
They had a crazy summer of announcements.
My goodness.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
And so let's get into the topic this week, which is about the Disney Skyliner.
Yes. I am pretty nervous about it, not going to lie.
Really?
Yes. I'm not afraid of heights, but I don't know, just being that in the air in this little pod
right.
scares me.
You're going to be fine. Disney does roller coasters. This goes in one direction.
I know. And the people have already been riding it. And some it's mixed emotions. Some people are like, I love it. It's so convenient. And then some are like, I don't like it because they got sick on it.
Oh, really?
Motion sickness. So, I mean, that's for any ride, really. If you have motion sickness.
I got motion sickness in the back of my Uber the other day.
That's me all the time, especially if they don't have the air conditioning on.
Right. I never get motion sickness, but, you know, it just sometimes happens. So people are kind of getting a little motion sick. So maybe if you suffer from that severely, maybe choose another transportation option.
And they do have like the convenience bags.
Oh.
So if you are on
convenience
it and you didn't realize.
Bags, that means if you have to hurl. Oh, no, wait. Hold on. I think it's from maybe from SNL or Wayne's World.
Wayne's World.
You got to spew, man, spew in this. Yeah. So it's a convenience bag.
It's from both.
Okay.
You know, because Wayne's World's from SNL.
Right. Okay.
Aww.
Chicken or the egg. So they have those. So if you still want to try it and you might need to toss your turkey leg, you just grab one of the bags.
Yes.
Toss it out when you get off the Skyliner. Yeah. All right. But what else have you heard about the Skyliner?
So with the Skyliner, it's opening this weekend on September 29th. And each of the gondolas could include 10 passengers.
Wow.
Which I think is a lot, but it's actually pretty roomy in there.
Huh. They look smaller, I guess, than they are actually inside.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
So I think the way that they shaped it.
Okay.
It's like when you walk in, it's narrow at the bottom, but then it like
Bows out.
Okay. Yeah, it looks really cool.
Okay.
And then they have 5 stations. They have Epcot International Gateway.
Okay.
Disney's Riviera Resort, which is the new resort. So they just pass through it until it opens in December.
Okay.
Disney's Hollywood Studios, Disney's Caribbean Beach Resort, and Disney's Art of Animation Resort / the Pop Century Resort because
they share
the same stop.
Okay.
And the Caribbean Beach Resort will be the hub. So everyone will be going from wherever their destination is. They get off at Caribbean Beach and they transfer.
Oh, so there's still
It's like the monorail.
Gosh, why can't we just go straight through?
I wish. And the thing is that some people have been saying that, like it's inconvenient. But at the same time, when they switch over, it's almost like immediate that they get on the next one.
Okay, so it's all you walk off, you walk on.
Yes.
Okay, well, if that's how it's going to be, then that's convenient. But if you got to get off and wait.
Right. And the only one where you won't have to go to Caribbean Beach is if you're going from Epcot to the Riviera Resort, the new resort, or from the Riviera Resort to Epcot. That's okay. The one you will not have to go to Caribbean Beach
okay.
for.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, I have to transfer.
So
that's what sucks about that one.
So can you go from Hollywood Studios to Epcot without a transfer?
No, you have to go through Caribbean Beach.
Boo.
I know. And
just
a lot of the times,
just
take
walk.
The boat.
Guys, just walk. Or boat.
Boat, just walk, or bus.
Yeah. I don't mind if it's not a hot day and it's not raining.
Or it's night.
Yeah, I don't mind the walk. And then you get to enter through the back way of Epcot, and it's a little less crowded. So, you know, just a little... Don't tell anybody I told you. I'm sure you guys know. If you're listening to the podcast, you probably know.
Or they want to know.
Or they want to know. But just let's keep it our little secret. Okay.
And the gondolas also have 8 different colors, the one that you'll be assigned. And some of them even have characters on the outside that if you have been to Disney World recently and seen the gondolas up, you could see like there's
Testing
Coco
them.
And Haunted Mansion. And
they're fun.
They're really, really cute. But obviously when you're inside, you don't see them.
No. But they look pretty.
They do look pretty. And speaking of pretty, the views from it are pretty spectacular.
Oh, I bet.
And I've seen videos already.
Yeah.
And you could see the backside of Epcot. When you're coming in, you see France. And they even have a sign up saying, Remy coming.
Coming soon. They're like getting ready for aerial shots because they know everybody's going to be taking pictures.
Yes.
What are the hours of the Skyliner? Do you have that?
I don't have that. I had it last week of what the opening hours were, but I'll grab that for you.
Because can you imagine being on one of the gondolas as some of the fireworks shows start?
Yes. Some people have already been on it when the fireworks come.
See?
And another big concern that people have is the airflow.
Okay.
But the way that they arrange, the ventilation system, mm-hmm. air is always coming out and then air is leaving. So the hot air is leaving, the cold air is coming in. So they did their science behind all of that.
Of course they did. It's Walt Disney World. They don't do anything halfway. But yeah, I mean, 10 people is a lot in one of those things. And especially,
I really do think it's a lot. But
are people, is it standing? Do you sit? Like,
you sit. There is a seated area. But there's also, you could stand.
So are there 10
seats? Monorail.
Or is it like 5 seats and then 5 people stand?
Yes.
Ooh.
Like what you're saying. Yep.
Interesting.
I feel like it'd be like shaking, like you could like move it. No, it's pretty stable.
Yeah, it's
not pretty. It's really stable.
It's going to be fine. So, okay. Well, that's a new way to get around Walt Disney World, especially.
And it's only 5 to 15 minute rides. So I think that's pretty fast.
Does that include stopover at the hub?
That also includes a stopover at the hub.
Okay.
So you transfer over to the next one. It's not too bad.
You know, I think buses are fine. Like, whatever. Buses are fine. But I think I would enjoy this better.
You think so?
Yeah. Like, you know, because you just, these seem pretty, like, rapid and, like, always coming, you know? Kind of like, you know, they'll always be coming in and out and switching out passengers and taking passengers. So I'm kind of... Yeah, I think I would like this better than the buses. Because sometimes, you know, sometimes you get there and there's not enough room on the bus and then you got to wait another 20 minutes for a new bus. Or, you know, the buses get delayed. Do we also know anything about weather? Will weather shut this down at all?
Yes. So they are already equipped with lightning. Like, it isn't like, in the sense of, sorry, I need to get my words together.
Okay.
So if lightning is in the area and let's say lightning strikes any part of it,
mm-hmm.
it's protected.
Okay.
They've created it so that it's lightning resistant.
Okay.
Once it hits it, it stops it right away from going to any of the gondolas.
Okay.
But they will still be getting people off of it. It won't stop where it's at. It will still be moving.
And it'll
so that
drop
everyone
off,
is off of it. So
but
they're
it
gonna,
won't take people on. Probably.
It will not take people on.
That's good
just like with the boats. Like the boats, they're equipped the same way, but it gets to their safe destination and gets everyone off and doesn't let anyone
stops.
Go on.
You know what? I never thought of the boats.
Yeah, the boats.
Makes sense.
I've actually waited in line for the boats and then it was like, yay, it arrived. We're going to board. And it's like, just kidding.
You have to wait outside in line while the lightning goes, but you can't get on
the
boat.
No, but they actually, we were at the Epcot International Gateway and they were like, go to Beach Club.
Yeah.
So it's walking distance. That's another thing about this is at the International Gateway for Epcot, it's walking distance from the Yacht Club, Beach Club, Boardwalk, and the Swan and Dolphin.
So the gondola pickup spot for Epcot is at the back of the park. Is that right?
Yes. It's at where?
Our secret entrance?
From France to the UK.
Right. It's our secret entrance.
It's the secret entrance.
Darn it. All those gondola people are going to know about the secret entrance. Gosh darn it. But yeah. So even if you're like, if you want to go check out ESPN on the boardwalk.
Right.
Or the dueling pianos. I forget what it's called.
Jelly Rolls.
Jelly Rolls. Take the gondola.
Right.
From your hotel. If you're at one of those hotels on the stop and you can get there quicker. ESPN has really good food. I've never been in Jelly Rolls. I've always thought about it. And I'm like, oh, wait, you have to pay extra? I don't want to go. Because, like, I don't know how long I'm going to be there. You know, it's like, oh, if I'm only there for 15 minutes and I just paid $15 at the door, is that really economical? Probably not. So
I don't know. I've never been, so I have no idea.
Michaela, I think we need to schedule a girls trip and stay at, like, one of the Beach Club, Yacht Club,
those are
whatever.
One of my favorites.
Like, I know.
If I'm going for any festival in Epcot, I stay at there.
Absolutely. It's walking distance.
It's walking
distance. Awesome.
Absolutely.
So I think we need to do a girls trip and check out Jelly Rolls for show research.
So I have a couple more things about the Skyliner.
Okay,
I found the hours. The opening weekend is 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Okay.
And with, like, we were talking about the minutes to get to each thing.
Mm-hmm.
Someone posted it. they've written it, and they said from Caribbean Beach to Hollywood Studios and vice versa, it's 5 to 6 minutes. From Caribbean Beach to the Pop Century / Art of Animation, it's under 6 minutes. Caribbean Beach to Riviera is 5 minutes. Disney's Caribbean Beach to International Gateway is 15 minutes. And from the Riviera Resort to Epcot is 9 minutes.
Okay.
Yep. And then the last thing, all allowed, are strollers, service animals, and wheelchairs.
Wow.
If you have anything that you need to have any wheelchair to go on there and you can't get off of the wheelchair, they have a pod where it's still. So it stops the gondola,
oh,
and you could roll the wheelchair on it.
So it's not, because like gondolas, like
it's ever
not
moving.
A lot, yeah,
it's ever
there's
moving.
Not a lot of, lot of time to board and deboard. So, oh, that's good to know. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
so
it
just,
is accessible.
It is accessible.
That's great.
Yep.
All right. I can't wait to get out there and try this.
It's a lot of good information
so
about this.
Excited.
Skyliner.
So excited. And if you're, if you end up going on it, please, you know, let us know what you thought about it. Theme park tip of the week. Can, what do we got here? Oh, this is a good one. Good one. Listen up, everybody.
I would say consider the single rider line.
Yep.
If you can have your group separated.
Yep. I don't care if I'm on the ride with this, with the people I know. I don't care.
I really do not care either. Especially if I already rode it once with everybody,
right,
and we want to go on again.
Yep.
Single rider is where it's at because it's usually the time is cut in half.
Yes. Usually. Sometimes not.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes not so much.
Single rider line,
but
definitely a thing.
Especially with a single rider line, act like you're not with the people. Act like you're going in by yourself because sometimes they'll stop you and be like, are you a single rider? And don't look to your friend and be like,
no,
just
you
say,
make
yeah,
that choice before you walk in the queue.
You confidently go into that single rider
so
line.
So like, Michaela, when you and I go on a ride and we're like, we don't want to wait. Let's just go single rider. I'm going to act like I'd never met you before.
Yep, exactly.
Or I just made friends with somebody behind me in line. I don't know this woman.
Yeah. Because they won't kick you out of line when you're in it, but sometimes they will be like, oh, no, the standby line's over here. This is only for a single rider.
Mm. And then you just say, no, I'm a single rider.
Say, no, I really am. But I'm here by myself.
Yeah.
It's okay to fib a little bit.
Well, I mean, maybe I don't want to ride with Michaela. Maybe she.
I stink.
Yeah. Maybe, she, you know, we've been walking around the parks for hours and she's, you know, a little stinky. I don't want to sit next to her on the ride. And then what's this about child swap?
So
I don't know anything about child swap.
So with child swap, it sounds like you're taking another kid home. You're not. You're not taking another kid home. What you're doing is if you have a small child that either doesn't want to ride,
okay,
or doesn't meet the height requirement,
right,
you and your significant other, you and whoever you're with, one stays with the child and the other waits in the regular line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they get off of the regular line, they pass this. They ask at the front. They say, can I have a rider switch? They give you a form or a little lanyard that says pretty much to the cast members that you're a rider switch.
Okay.
So you hand that off to your significant other, whoever you're with, that's with a child, and you hand it to them, and then they get to skip the line.
Okay, and then
and
you
go
stay
ride
with
yes,
the
and you
child.
Stay with the child. Okay. So you're only waiting in line once,
not twice.
Right.
All right, so do you just wait in the regular line, and then when you get up to the front of the line, you tell them that you're a child swap, and that's when they go off to another room, or how does that work?
I've always seen people ask in the front.
Okay, and they'll...
And sometimes they'll say, oh, here it is, or they'll be like, you have to say when you're getting on the ride.
Okay, so just ask the ride attendant at the beginning of the ride before you get in line where the child swap is
exactly,
if you have that.
Mm-hmm.
Great tips this
and
week.
I've gone with someone that has a kid, and I stayed with their child, and we go on the line together just so that we're keeping them company.
Right.
And then when we get to the front of the line, then we ask for the rider swap, and then me and the child go to the exit. And then we meet them at the exit, and then we swap the child, and then I get to go on.
Yeah, it's the adult swapping to ride the ride. It's not you picking another child to take home.
No.
Trading in your kid.
No.
That's not what it is. All right, thank you so much, Michaela. Such great tips, and I cannot wait to hear about Halloween Horror Nights next week. And maybe you'll get on the Disney Skyliner this weekend?
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay.
I hope I can.
All right. If you have any questions or anything you want us to talk about, themeparksandrec@gmail.com. Hit us up on email. Otherwise, we'll catch you next week.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.